All righty. This is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship. It's normally on Mondays, but it is Tuesday, July, happy July 7th. Yesterday I was, just walking by the Spirit and I could tell that, well, first off, I was exhausted from watching the World Cup, but, so I knew I didn't have anything to share. Then I connected. And I'm getting ready to connect after I get off of this. And I ask a question, cause, you know, the connect is for a whole bunch of reasons. And it's really important to, if you want to grow, that's just one way, obviously. Speaking in tongues is cause it builds up the inner man. Remember in Ephesians, it's strengthen you with might, builds up the inner man. So, that is huge, speaking in tongues. Honoring God is obviously, you can never outgive him. You know, I've got some financial things going on right now, and I listened to Amber's, and even before that, but I listened to hers, and she was concerned about a battery, and then she got peaceful, and then the guy, the car guy, you guys got such great names for people too, by the way. You know, the car guy or the breakdown guy. The breakdown guy, that's what it was. Breakdown guy. That's great stuff. Anyway, so I'd fit right in over there, I'm telling you right now. But I think I'm going to go to Ireland instead. But anyway, so if you know, when she was doing that, when she was, you know, then the guy told her the price. And then all of a sudden, that was like, whoa, wait a second. No. And she just, and it threw her back, you know, in her mind back, you know, and, cause she's a girl that's half glass full or glass half full. I should say, so I'm talking backwards. Which is great because she was talking about someone else that was, that she knows. And if you listen to the thing, you'll find out, which is great. Just listen to it. And, so, you know, I a couple of days before, had this, and I've had many times I've had this, but I think I shared the last sharing or, when I shared, on a Thursday, if I forget which one it was, but there was, this young man that lives, you know, right down the street. You pull out of my house and go down the street and he's right there. And then you make a left. Well, he'd either be outside or something like that. And God would always show me him, you know, he'd either be throwing the football or be out there mowing the grass or doing something. But there was something about him that I needed to see. And I completely missed it. And the reason I missed it was because I was thinking of myself. It was all about me. Me, 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 me. Like a little baby. Like I've been talking about, I need to grow up. So, but then, one day I got home and he happened to, you know, like a year later. And again, this was going on for a year where I would see him, young man, 18 years old. Or not even 18, and I would see him, and there was something about him that drew my attention. Obviously, that was God showing me, but I completely missed it. And so about a year later, I come home, and I find him pushing the lawnmower, and he's about ready to make the turn in my street. And I said, hey, I got out of the car real quick and I worked vehicle and I said, hey, come here. What you doing? And I knew what he was doing, but I didn't want him to answer me. So he said he's cutting grass. And I said, okay. I said, well, come here. I told him to come on over and he came over and we started talking and joking around. And then I found out what his story was his father had passed away. And his mom was not feeling well. Well, see, I missed all that, you know, and if I hadn't been walking by the Spirit that day, and having a, and I'm going to read it. I'm going to find the word because I spoke to, Lawrence about it because I wanted to know, constrain it. Here it is. It's in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. Now I'm going to read some scriptures to you, but I'm just going to read this one now to explain that what happened. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And it's the word constraineth. And if you go over and you look up the word constraineth, it's
Strong's G 4912 Synecho.
So Synecho. I mean, obviously that's in Greek. But it's to, in the Strong's, it means, to hold together with constraint, to compress, to press together with a hand, to hold one's ears, to shut the heavens that it may not rain, to press on every side, like a city being besieged, or force a ship in a narrow channel, or of cattle being squeezed or pushed into each side, forcing the beast into a position where it cannot move so a farmer can administer medication, to hold fast, to hold a prisoner, to hold completely. These are all like, you know, second and third tier. To be held by closely occupied with business in teaching the word, to constrain, oppress of ills, laying hold of one and distressing him, to be held with affliction, with suffering, to urge, impel of the soul. And then I'm just going to do one more. It's to hold together any hole, least it fall to pieces, stairs, pieces of something that fall away. And it talks about, to hold fast, in teaching the word, to be holding with, to urge, to impel, the soul. I am hard pressed on both sides. Acts 18:5. My mind is impelled or disturbed from each side. I wonder what each side he was talking about. Old man, new man. And then there's other verses I could go through, but I'm not going to do that right now. Get out of that. Let me just get back to it. But that's what was happening to me while I was, you know, but I wasn't listening. I wasn't walking. I was just, hang on 1 second. Anyway, I'm trying to find the verse actually. I'll just go back to home. Anyway, so for the love of Christ constrained me. So I missed it completely until that day. A year later, I came home. And then when I came home, I didn't even have to leave my front porch. Okay, we just stood there. Now, I thought he was coming back. The funny thing is, I thought he was going to come back and cut the grass. Because after I ministered to him and you know, and commanded his mother to feel better. You know, it has nothing to do with me. Not one single thing. The power of God is upon me. And so I'm able to command things because it's, had the adversary not known, he would not have known, he would not have crucified Christ Jesus. Okay. So because I got God and Christ in me. Okay. And that day, instead of missing it completely, that day I said, yes. Okay. And I was constrained and I called him over and I was impelled. I was impelled, to call him over and to talk to him and to find out about his life. And then once I found out, you know, and I ministered to him and I said, listen, we're not saying her and you're thinking about her and how, what a good mom she is. And cause she was in bed. She wasn't even making breakfast. You know, I don't know if that was she was ill. Obviously, she's obviously probably still grieving her husband. You know, I mean, I don't know all the, God didn't show me all the things, but he just told me she was sick. So you know, I'm sure, you know, when you're grieving, it makes you sick. And some people when they grieve, they stay in that sickness, you know, or they, and that you can stay in it, you know, and it's comfortable, you know, cause it's like me. There's patterns in my life that, like Danny always says, the old man is dead. Reckon him dead. He's dead, dead. Don't let him get up. Punch him in the head, you know, or step on his feet with your high heels, you ladies. You know, we're going to punch him in the head, but whatever we do, we command him, stay down, get out of our thoughts. You know, and then let our Father, it is God that works in us to will and do of his good pleasure, not ours. Ours is old man nature. Reckon him that dead. God is working and it's to the glory of God and also for our glory, you know, so that we show the might and the power of the one true God, our Lord and his Son, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, who through his free will, and that's how we have to do it too, through his free will completed us so that I don't have to, even though I'm dragging around this dead body and dead thought mind process too. Okay. Old patterns, you know, that is all dead now. Okay. Those are just things that are there that make it comfortable, you know, that make quote, quote, my life comfortable. In reality, it makes me miserable. When I came on here, I had no joy at all. I've been delivered with great, great joy. So anyway, let me just, I'll tell you another one. This is a while back and there's probably many more, but this is one for sure. This is way before I was married to, Gabriella's mom. There was a lady and she happened to be from, Spain. And, she had a problem and it was a spiritual problem. I happened to be placed in a position where, I was able to help her. But the way God worked in me to will and do it his good pleasure was to give me this overwhelming desire. Okay. To ask her to teach me Spanish, to take lessons from her. And she's married. And so there wasn't any of that going on. There was, you know, like me trying to, be attracted to her. Her name was Carmen. She's absolute wonderful, wonderful lady. And she's married. I know her husband, Tom. They live in South Florida and Miami area, Broward County area and Fort Lauderdale. God just constrained me, impelled it. I had this overwhelming desire to learn Spanish. So I started taking classes and meeting at her house and paying her money and meeting at her house and going over like seven or eight classes. And then then God showed me what I was really there for. She needed to stop drinking. Okay. So I got her to where she needed to be in order to stop drinking. Okay. I got her to an AA meeting. Okay. Now I didn't know at the time I could just, you know, command and deliver, because that's what you could do. Now, whether, now, don't get me wrong, that can definitely be done. But at that time, and even still, like, I was, me, Annette, which is Brenda's sister, and Brenda, went to the 4th of July celebration, 250th. And while we were there, we were ordering food, and I was in line, and there was a guy that I went up to, and because I love people, and I want to minister to them, and want to, you know, just love them, and just, you know, have them have what I have, you know, and I'm not even completely there yet, but I tell you, I got the joy. So anyway, I could see that there was something wrong with this left side. And so I said, hey, I just started a conversation. I said, hey, you want me to minister to you, to pray? And he goes, no. He goes, keep that in your back pocket. And he's a Christian. He goes, keep that in your back pocket, you know. So he missed an opportunity. And I'm not saying that if I would have prayed that he would have healed. God would have definitely healed him. Okay, you know, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God, and his believing, you know, believing that, you know, yeah, go ahead, pray for it. Because I said, I'm a minister to you, and we're going to get that thing unparalyzed, you know, and it was like the left side of his arm. And he said, no, keep it in your back pocket. And see, everybody has free will. Okay. You can accept the blessings of our Father or not. And these blessings are some of the things that we're being taught, you know, that are coming from Nepal and India. And they're not coming from just Nepal and India. They're coming from God and our Father, our Heavenly Father's Word, which He wrote down. Because I guarantee you, you can pick it up. You can pick honoring God, you can pick up for sure. Forsaking not the assembling together, praying for laborers, you know, connecting. I mean, what do you think those guys were doing when they were meeting house to house? They were connected. They didn't have a telephone. I get the luxury of sitting in a massage chair and calling Lawrence in about 15, 20 minutes from now. Are you effing kidding? If he's available. Because I respect his time with Kim. Because what a special woman of God she is. Now, she's no better than the rest of you ladies. She just happens to be dealing with a big knucklehead. He might not be as big a knucklehead as me, though. I'm finding out. But he's teaching me. So. But anyway, my point is that, you know, is all of, we're male and female. We currently have these roles. As you relax, you know, in our roles, things get easier. I'm talking about with marriage and stuff. Okay. And the body of Christ in Ephesians 5 talks about the marriage, and it talks about, it uses marriage as a representation of a greater truth, the body of Christ, you know, and it says exactly what to do based on male or female, you know, and it's right there. And the more you rest in that role, and I'm talking to you ladies, and also you men need to step up. I need to step up. The ladies rest in that role and I don't mean play. And practice. You practice that role and watch what happens with your husbands. Okay. Watch what happens. Okay. You'll see them. Because if you look around at it, and I know the American believers and will know this for sure. If you look around at some of the churches, most of the churches are dominated by ladies. And the reason is, and you'll see a few guys there, but they don't want to effing be there. No, I'm not saying all of them, most of them being drugged there by their wives. Okay. They're designed to lead, not follow. Okay. And if the wife would rest in that femininity that she has, that God has perfectly designed you ladies to be, to, you know, because it talks about that in Corinthians. I'm in Corinthians now in 5, but it's another section in Corinthians talking about how a wife, it's talking about how a wife can win over a husband that's an unbeliever. So you can imagine if you're married to a husband that's a believer, how easy that would be. Because you guys can navigate around us like Grant took Richmond. And for the European believers, that's a Civil War. USS Grant was the president, Richmond, Virginia. And so that's a Civil War stuff. Now, the things that God throws out of my, echoes out of my mouth, or throws out, and I don't know, that's probably not the right term. I'm just being funny. But, you know, laborers, you can see that there. You know, you can see all those, things that we're practicing. Okay. And when I connect, I'm going for the connect. I'm going for reproof. I'm going for correction. I'm going to be humble. I'm going to be meek when I'm going there. I'm praying that God gives him information. Not that he doesn't with me. Like the other day I was riding and God showed me, hey, you want her to be like Sarah? Do you want her to be like Sarah? Well, you be like Abraham. Okay. You step up and you do your thing. You do your role. You do your, not your role. Yeah. Your role is what I can only think of right now. Do your part. Be the man, stand up. That's what Lawrence has been teaching me. Be the man, stand up and do the things you need to do. And then watch what happens as it come along. And that's exactly what's happened. Okay. God's designed you ladies absolutely perfect. Kim is perfect. All you ladies are just like her. You're perfect. You're designed perfect. You look in the mirror. You're perfect. Okay. Can you imagine what Adam thought when Eve was, I don't know, dropped in or, you know, popped out of a cake? It was like, oh, thank you, Father. That's what he was thinking. And a lot more, trust me. So, you know, it's like, you know, and yes, there's little things that we both, nickel, that's, for you American believers, that's an English word. I'm getting into the English, thing, nickel and all that stuff. I mean, I love that, hearing that. Jason talks and Danny and obviously Lawrence so as you fall into those, rest into those in that perfect, you're also resting in the body of Christ. Okay. We ceasing from our works. We mentally fall into those roles, resting into leadership, resting into, and that means what Christ did for the church, which he died. Okay. And then you can read the verse in Ephesians, what it talks about the ladies, what they do for the husband. Okay. And because you'd fight a husband would fight the Chinese army, the whole Chinese army. If you just did Ephesians 5, you want to see him fight the Chinese army? Well, do Ephesians 5. And that's what he'll do. You'll see a complete change. It might take a while because a lot of us are slower, like me. I'm talking to me now. Well, a lot of us are slower than others. A lot of us are reluctant to change. We're comfortable where we're at. So you just keep at it. You don't give up. You keep moving forward. You know, you rest in it. And as that last time, as I encouraged all you ladies, I need to hear from you ladies. You guys too, Jason, jump on here and share. Frank, jump on here and share. Carl, jump on here and do a sharing. Daniel, jump on here and share. It's easy. Just record something and send it or talk to Lawrence when you connect and he'll tell you how to do it, you know, and cause that's what he did with me, you know, start the Zoom fellowship because I was recording a different way before. And then eventually it got to the point where God showed him this, Hey, get started, knucklehead, get started. You know, that's what he wanted to say. Cause trust me, the things that I share with him, you know, I'm amazed at the end, you know, get your head out of your rear end, man, you know, grow the F up. That's what God showed me on my ride, you know, cause I was just telling Brando, I was, you know, getting ready, you know, to go before the, next World Cup game kicks off. She's loving that, by the way. So anyway, I'm going to go ride the motorcycle just around the block, you know. And then she said something, you know, I forget what it was. One ear out the other. So, cause I'm following my connect, the leader, the man of God. And he's there for a reason. So it's a golden, we're being served the word of God on a silver platter. Okay. So I'm going to read this section. Okay. It starts in 2 Corinthians 5. One, it says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Well, we're seated in the heavens, and we're already made perfect. For in this we groan, this is us groaning, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. That's the new man. We're clothed already. Okay, obviously, we want to, but look at it spiritually. The word of God is inexhaustible. We're never going to completely know everything until we obviously see him face to face, you know, in the air. But it says, for in this we groan earnestly. We're dragging on these dead bodies saying, and I know you ladies, because I see Brandon. She looks in the mirror and says, I'm this and I'm that, I'm this and I'm that. And I tell her, sweetheart, don't say that because you're not that. You know, to me, I don't see that. You know, and I see this, I see that, I see this. You know, so you ladies start saying that to yourself. If you're single, say it to yourself. Do not let an effing mirror describe you or any other beauty bull crap. You know, all of you are women of God. You know, and God looks at you that way. As beautiful, as tender, gentle, kind. You know, Marianne was talking about wanting to know her position. Well, one of her positions is a mighty woman of God. You know, like Esther. You guys are like Esther, like Ruth, like Mary. I mean, we wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for the women of God. I mean, she had to say, be it, do unto me, Father, you know, whatever. I forget exactly what she said, you know, but she said, you know, thy will be done, basically, with her free will. She could have said no. She had every right to say no. God gave her every right, just like he gave Jesus Christ every right to say no when he was in the garden. Okay. Three times he went there, which is complete. He went there three times. And didn't get an answer. No answer. Nothing. And then God strengthened him with angels. Okay. And then he got up and everybody else was sleeping. I'd be one of the guys sleeping. So verse 3, if so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle, which is the temple. We're in a temple, the body of Christ right now, temple. Do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. It's deeper than this. Okay. Now, verse 5, he that have wrought us the self same thing is God, who also have given unto us the earnestness of his spirit, of the spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that with all we are at home in the, that while we are at home in the body, we're absent from the Lord. If you're home in the body, and this for me is meaning, and I'll get corrected by him if I desire to, you're walking in the old man nature. You know, then we're absent. Like I was absent for that year, you know, with seeing that young man. You know, God showing me, God constraining me, but I didn't listen. So I was too focused on myself. I need to get, all of us need to get unfocused off ourselves. Lose your life. Okay. Focus your attention on your Heavenly Father and on growth. Okay. And then it says we are absent from the book. Then in parentheses, it says, obviously God did put parentheses in here, but anyway, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, what do we say? Say what you want, not what you see. Okay. For we walk by believing. Okay. Well, it's believing starts with saying what you want. And then not by sight, not what you see. So say what you want, not what you see. For we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body to be present from the Lord. Walking in the new man. Okay. See it. Yes, it means, futuristic. It's future because we're going to get rid of this body, but, present. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, this is just God's grace right here. We may be accepted of him. Of course we are. It's simple. You believe God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. You're done. You can just roll your tent up and go home. Say, hey, I can do whatever I want now. You know, but that's not what we desire. You know, we desire laborers. We desire to be a laborer. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive, 10, the things done in his body according to that he have done, whether it be good or bad. That's future. But verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, which means great reverence, great respect. It's also that same word, I believe, used in Ephesians 5, talking about the body of Christ and the role, about, you know, falling into femininity, falling into being the leader of the house. Okay. Now, therefore, the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God. And I trust also are made manifest in your consciousness. For we command not ourselves again unto you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that you may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. It always goes back to the heart. Again, it's talking about the flesh. For whether we be beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, means being vigilant, I believe, it is for your cause. And here it is, verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, compels us, urges us, pushes us forward. Now, God, obviously, it's free will. Like, as soon as I found out that she had a drinking problem, I lost all desire to learn Spanish. Completely lost it. Okay? When I found out what I was really there for, I had no more desire, never took another class from her, and I know her, never took another class. For the love of Christ constraint, it compels us. It moves us forward. It urges us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, meaning Christ, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live, talking about us, should not henceforth live unto themselves. In other words, ourselves, thinking of ourselves, but unto him, our Heavenly Father in Christ, which died for them and rose again. Talking about Jesus Christ, because we're Christ on earth. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. We know nobody after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. In other words, after the flesh. We know him spiritually, seated at the right hand, because we're seated there. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, which we are, he is a new creation. It says creation. Old things are passed away. Old man dead. Old man dead. Old man dead. Behold, all things become new. New man alive in you. Remember, Ephesians talks about speaking in tongues. It builds up the inner man. Behold, all things become new. What are you speaking in tongues to build the inner man up for? Okay, strengthen you. Okay? And all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it says, and have given unto us what? The ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ. He was in Christ. It's God in Christ reconciling, 19, the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. He wasn't condemning them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are, verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath, 21, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. We are sinless and we're completely righteous. 6, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We then, as workers together with him, with who? With God in Christ in us, okay? Beseech you means begging, to implore you, to urge you, we beseech you, lovingly beseech you, basically, that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Okay? For he have said, I have heard thee in the time accepted, in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now it is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry may not be blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in turmoils, in laborings, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live. Because the old man's dead, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful and yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O you Corinthians, verse 11, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in our own bowels. Now for the recompense of the same, I speak unto you as children, be ye also enlarged. And then it goes on to talk about some other things, but down to 16, and what agreement had the temple of God with idols? We are the temple of God, the housing of the Spirit of God. For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them. I will dwell in Van. I will dwell in Frank. I will dwell in ML. I will dwell in Bambi. I will dwell in Kathy. I will dwell in Jason. I will dwell in Kim. I will dwell in ML. You know, I will dwell in Daniel. I'll dwell in Ethel. I will dwell in Brenda. I will dwell in Judy. I will dwell in all the believers. And I apologize, I leave anybody out. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I see there, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Almighty. And I'm going to leave it there, because when I went to my connect, the man of God, and asked him about it, he explained it to me. And I'm sure there's a deeper meaning that I haven't caught on to yet, but that's what I wanted to share. And we just need to lose ourselves, okay, and continue to be humble and meek and go to God, go to him. This is Florida Go to God First Fellowship. Van Patterson, 239-707-5000. 4903. I'm praying for laborers. Father God, throw them out to me. Throw them out. Throw them out. And I'm going to ask my wife one time if she wants to come on. Nope. Actually, I can't ask her because she's got a phone call at 4, so she can't come on. So anyway, I'm going to close out. Father God, I want to thank you right now for showing me laborers, also giving me laborers. I desire to be a laborer. Correct me, reprove me, constrain me, compel me, show me the right next thing to do. Give me guidance and wisdom on my life. I thank you for the minister of God that you've placed in front of us, Lawrence. I thank you for all the believers that come on the body of Christ and all the believers you got all around the world. Thank you for Sanjay. I thank you for India and Nepal. I thank you for the English believers of it. Keely, especially. Keely, come on here and rack the word of God. Get it going again, girl. Thank you for that. I thank you for Marie Carroll for her life. Marie, come on here and share. You got a lot to share. You know, just let your heart rip. Open that thing up and let it rip. You know, God's like God speak through you. Father God, I thank you for all this right now. I thank you for all the world leaders that we can have peace. Doesn't matter which ones are in power. I thank you for even the knucklehead ones. I thank you also for anybody that needs healing within our ministry, that I command them to be healed right now. I thank you for people that are on here that are going to be listening to this. Again, you got my number. Call me up. Fresh people, people that, you know, I don't know, or if they, you know, why am I trying to direct you, Father? The hell am I doing? Father, you throw them out to me. So, I'm not directing you. You get them to me. I'm not directing you. So sorry about that. So I want to be humble and meek to you. So guide me and direct me into all of that. I thank you for your love and your patience. And I thank you for, everybody's health, everybody's strength. I thank you for Tony. Thank you for his life. I thank you for strengthening him, Bambi's husband, for strengthening his life and blessing his life and watching over him and guarding him. I thank you for, ML and healing her, absolute complete healing in her life. Thank you for Judy, that shagging woman. I thank you for her. I thank you for her life. I thank you for Keely's husband, watching over him. Thank you for Marie Carroll and her family and her mother, watching over him. I thank you for Carl and his wife, Frank and his wife. I thank you for all of them, watching over them and guarding them, protecting them, hedge of protection around them, just like you had around Job, you know, and we are practicing, and we are practicing, and that's what I'm doing right now, Father. Out of your mouth, out of my mouth, I'm speaking your words. These are your words, and I'm very confident they're your words. I know they're your words, and they're going to bless somebody on here big time. Mary and her husband, strengthen her husband. Mary, give her wisdom and guidance on how to take care of him. Kim, same thing. We need the man of God around, so Kim, strengthen her, give her wisdom with all the knucklehead stuff that he does, just like me. So that I'm sure she's maneuvering around him. So I thank you for that. And I thank you also for Ethel's life. Comfort her and bless her life and build her up and strengthen her. And I just thank you for all of that. And I'm sorry if I forgot anybody. Sakina and her husband. I love him. I'm Alan. Met him and just fell into his arms, and what a great guy. And then there's children and grandchildren and babies, and everybody's healthy in her family and all these families. Just watch over everybody, Father, and everybody's to work within them, constrain them to do your will, not me. I'm telling them to share. Well, maybe that's not what you want them to do. Maybe you want them to do something else. You know, whatever it is, Father, your will, not mine. So show me your will, not mine. I want to do your will, your guidance, your ways, not my ways. So, Father God, I thank you for all this in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen, guys. Love you. You guys have no idea what a family you guys are. Love you. And I also thank you for Brenda and the for finding her glasses. And also the lawyer she's been talking to, that gets perfect. And also the young man, her that she's an aunt to. I don't know all the relationship stuff because I was adopted, so I didn't really care. I still don't care, actually. But I know there's an aunt, and you got to be a nephew or whatever it is. I forget. Anyway, he's in the hospital, and he's healed up, and there's no effect from what happened to him the other day. And I command that and claim it, and also for Nate. And I just thank you for all that in Christ Jesus. Love you guys.